I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. In Pakistan, politics is a never-ending drama, and today there was a new plot twist. For the first time in Pakistani history, a former army chief has been charged with a crime. That army chief, former President Pervez Musharraf. The crime, murder, in connection with the 2007 assassination of Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Jonathan Boone is The Guardian's correspondent in Pakistan. Jonathan, what role is Pervez Musharraf accused of having played in the murder of Bhutto?
The prosecuting lawyers are going to try and get him any which way they can. But I think their strongest line of attack is this idea that he was culpable for not providing adequate security to Benazir Bhutto when she returned to Pakistan in 2007 after several years of self-imposed exile. And she'd come back to contest an election. There were death threats against her from militant groups. And the key accusation is that Pervez Musharraf, as the president at the time, should have done more to lay on protection for her. There's an accusation from beyond the grave, as it were, from Benazir herself, who told various people that if she was assassinated, she would hold Musharraf responsible.
She was killed 6 years ago. Why is the charge being brought forth now?
Well, because Musharraf made the terrible tactical mistake of returning to Pakistan from his own period of self-imposed exile in March to contest the presidential elections, which happened in May of this year. None of these issues would have blown up if he hadn't made the mistake of returning to Pakistan.
One of Musharraf's main rivals over the years has been the current Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif. And one of the issues that propelled him to victory was something as quotidian as electricity, as in Pakistan's need for more of it. He mentioned it again in a speech yesterday. What exactly is he signaling? What struck you about that speech yesterday?
You're absolutely right. This issue of electricity shortages was probably the key issue of the election back in May. However, it's also a very, very difficult issue to fix because the entire electricity production system is not up to the job. There's a chronic problem with people routinely not paying their electricity bills, so the entire system gets into a terrible cumulative debt. And really what I think Sharif was saying last night, he was saying this is still my top priority, but trying to explain to the people of Pakistan that they can't expect quick fixes. He pointed out that it takes many years just to build a new coal-fired power station, even longer to build hydroelectric power stations, which many people in Pakistan see as the most obvious and cheapest form of electricity around.
I assume as a journalist, you face daily hurdles with power and power cuts. How does that affect you?
Here in Islamabad, which tends to be a city really built for the ruling class of Islamabad, of Pakistan. It's full of the civil servants and the politicians that run this country. Not surprisingly, the electricity is never really as bad as it gets in other parts of the country, receiving perhaps 1 or 2 hours of electricity a day. And as you can imagine, in summer when it's extremely hot and sweaty, there's no electricity to run even an electric fan, let alone an air conditioner. People can't afford, or many people can't afford, to run expensive generators, and it gets extremely miserable, and it prevents people from doing their work.
Jonathan Boone writes for The Guardian newspaper from Islamabad, the Pakistani capital. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.